We're going to follow up next on this summer's hurricanes. Haiti took direct hits from two storms in August, and a third brushed the north coast in early September. Crops were destroyed, and Haiti's infrastructure was crushed, which is saying something since there was so little to destroy in the beginning. NPR's Jason Beaubien went to Haiti and found an orphanage grappling with how to survive.
15-year-old Demange Schwancenel wants to build houses when he grows up. This might be because he doesn't have one himself. Schwancenel is one of 45 orphans at the Timkatek Orphanage in the Patillonville neighborhood of Port-au-Prince. His father was a farmer from the south of Haiti. Animals ate our crops, he says, and the neighbors put a voodoo spell on our land so our crops failed. My father didn't have any family there anymore, Schwancenel says. Our farm wasn't doing well, so we came here. But his father couldn't find work in Port-au-Prince, couldn't afford to feed Schwancenel, and in 2004 sent him to this orphanage. Schwancenel is just one teenager in a nation of almost 10 million people, but his life is already defined by the pressing troubles of a troubled nation, failing agriculture, massive unemployment, skyrocketing food prices, and misfortune. Father Joseph Simon, who runs the orphanage, however, says the problems plaguing Haiti, including the recent hurricanes, have nothing to do with luck.
It's not about bad luck. If we work on prevention and if we use the money we've been given well, we will not be in this situation.
And the situation, in Father Simon's view, is dire. His orphanage is completely full. The 45 boys sleep packed into bunks in two rooms. And he says there are more kids living on the streets than ever before. Even as many Haitians were already struggling to get enough to eat, the price of staple foods such as rice, beans, and cooking oil rose dramatically over the last year. And all of this was before the hurricanes. Father Simon says the problem in Haiti is poor governance.
On est un petit peu triste.
We are sad to see the people who govern the country who is not, they don't have any idea to go and to work better, to give a better life to the people in Haiti.
And the government's changed so rapidly, little gets accomplished. Over the last two decades, there have been more than a dozen different administrations in Port-au-Prince. Haiti is less than an hour and a half flight from Miami, but the country ranks among the poorest and least developed in the world. According to the UN, almost half the population lacks access to clean water. A small elite controls most of the country's wealth. The average Haitian survives on less than $2 per day. In April, riots over rising food prices toppled the prime minister. And after these most recent storms, hundreds of thousands of people are now dependent on international food aid. Yvel Fanfan, who runs a human rights group in Haiti, says the recent food crises haven't been about food. Food is available, he says, yet ordinary Haitians can't afford it.
The problem is not the food. The problem is the possibility to get the food. No work for them, no job for them, no money for them, and then no food for them.
He says people in Haiti desperately need food assistance from international aid agencies right now, but he says this is just a band-aid, and he says there needs to be a radical change in his country so that people can move beyond lives that teeter on the edge of disaster. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.